Hi, Michael. How are you?
Hi, how are you? Good.
Awesome. Glad to hear that. My name is Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists, and so I handle pricing and details for your area. I think you've been speaking here with Tony, my representative. Did he do a good job explaining to you the outline of our program?
Yeah, he did.
Good, good. He always does, but I still like to ask. So before I get into the price and details with you, he had actually sent me some notes that I was taking a look at, but I did want to ask you first if there was any questions that maybe you had for me, you know, perhaps about how the program would work or the placement that we do. Anything at all that you have questions on?
Yeah, what separates you guys from going directly to Google and having them put me on the front page?
That is a great question. So what the difference between us managing it for you and you yourself going to Google directly is with us, we're actually doing the whole management, right? We provide you a flat rate where you're not charged per click. So we're doing the optimizing, we're doing the maintaining. When you, and of course you can go to Google directly as well, right? Like, in fact, you could even verify yourself through Google and that doesn't cost you anything. The problem is that you just never know what page you're going to land on. You can wind up buried in the pages.
Right.
Now, if you're doing Google Ads, well, now you're paying pay-per-click, okay? Which means you're the one who's going to be responsible for being sure that you're using the proper keywords and search terms. You can end up with a bunch of click fees and not enough conversions, right? If you're not familiar with Google's algorithm. So that's just
the
difference.
Right. No, I use Google Ads, so I know.
Oh, good. How do you like it? How do you feel about the Google Ads?
I don't think it's the best thing, but it is what it is at this point. I mean, I just opened up my business, so anything right now is better than
it's going to help. Yeah.
So
what are you allocating? Do you mind if I ask you what you're currently allocating to your Google Ads?
I think it's like $200 a month for around those lines.
Okay. So about $200 a month? Okay. And you're tracking your conversion on that, right? Like how many clicks you're getting, you're able to see all of that? Hello, Michael?
Hello?
Oh, okay, there you are.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, hon. It sounded like your phone, like, I don't know if it got muted. I didn't hear anything. So sorry. Now you verified the business.
I'm in a bad area,
so. Oh, okay.
Yeah, business is verified.
Okay, business is verified. So let me tell you what I found, and I don't know if this is you or not, but there is an A1 installation. The number is 864-668-8408.
No, that's not it.
Okay. But you said it's verified. Huh. What city did you verify it in? Miami?
Miami.
Do you have the A-1?
A-1, yep.
Interesting, because I don't even see your Google Business profile page coming up.
Oh, well.
I see the Home Advisor, Angie's listing. It looks like you also have Yelp. Now, I did find a website for you. But interesting that I don't see your Google Business profile page. And you went through the video verification, I'm assuming, right?
No, I didn't do a video verification.
Oh, they didn't require you to do that?
No.
Okay. You must have gotten lucky on that one then. Usually they make everybody do the video verification. Just very few don't have to. They get lucky enough. You must have been lucky then. When was the last time you saw your profile?
Was it?
When was the last time you took a look at your Google Business profile?
Yesterday.
Huh. That's really weird because I don't see it coming up at all. And typically, if I'm searching for your company by name, I'm even putting your zip code, it should pop right up. I mean, obviously, people are going to find you by your services. I'm seeing everything else, hun, like the website, everything else but the Google Business profile page. That's so weird. Do you use Facebook? You do? Okay. You know, when I'm looking through these notes and seeing that you're targeting a 35-mile radius, I'll tell you one of the packages that I would recommend for you is the Google and Facebook marketing package that we offer. It's called our Platinum Package. Now, that package includes the Google and Facebook marketing. However, the way that we do things here, we set our program where it's a fixed flat rate. It's a month-to-month program, and there's absolutely no contracts, so you're not charged per call, per job, or per click. Now, because you are a very new business, I'm going to offer it to you in our new in business rate. What you would be looking at is a flat monthly rate of $299 a month. It will come with a one-time $99 setup fee, and that's just to cover your programming. So the initial investment, I'm sorry?
How much was it?
It's $299 a month, $299 a month, with a one-time $99 setup fee. The initial investment would be $398 to get it started, Michael, and then you pay $299 every month after that with no contract. No click fees. Okay. It's a true flat rate. But what this is going to give you is first page placement on Google, content creation on Bing. We submit you to Apple Maps, and we do Facebook advertising. With Facebook, when someone does a search on Google for your services, let's say they didn't call you, but now they're on Facebook and they're looking just through pictures or stories, that's when they would see your ad appear. It's called retargeting. Now, we can target an audience by interest, income level, or by location. When they click on your ad, they will call you directly. A lot of our clients have seen great results. Now, we make sure that your website always be attached where your business is listed, and we include the mobile platform. Anytime someone is performing a search from their iPhone, Android, or tablet, we will also make sure that they're finding you on that first page of Google. So basically, with this package, it would cover all of your bases, Michael. And it's a month-to-month program, no contracts. I mean, we'll ask you, you know, stick it out 2 months. We call it a two-month verbal agreement, but you are paying monthly. Okay?
Okay. Let's do it. How do I get it started?
So you and I are going to create the account here within our company. So first, I need the best email for you. This is where we would send correspondence from us, and it's where I'm going to send your receipt. So what's the best email for you?
It's info@a1installation.net.
I'm going to repeat it back to you, okay, for accuracy. info@a1installation.net.
Yep.
Okay. And you check this email frequently, right?
Every day.
Okay, perfect. I just want to make sure because your receipt will go there. And any, you know, if we ever send you a correspondence, it's going to go there too. So I want to make sure you get it, okay? All right. So let me do this. Do you have access to your email right now? Because I'm going to send you two emails, and I want to make sure that you receive them, okay? So the first email, they're both coming from me, which is Nadine Medina at Local Splash. The first one is going to say Google and Facebook marketing with everything that is included in the package, okay? The price being $299 a month, the one-time $99 setup fee as well, and that it's month-to-month, okay? This second email that you're going to get, it's going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. Now, that one just gives you an overview of our reporting system because you'll be able to track your results with us and not just take my word for it, you know, or the companies that the program's working. So I'm sending you an example of that, and I just sent it. It should be coming to you any second. Let me know you got both of them, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, Michael, on this phone number that you and I are speaking on, can you also get text messages on this phone number?
I can.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Did the emails come through to you yet, hon?
Not yet.
Okay. Also, check your promotional box or your spam, only because you've never gotten a correspondence from me. You know it might go there, okay? In the meantime, I'm sending you two text messages. Now, I'm what's considered, Michael, the lead on the account, but I always like for you to have my information so that you have it for your records. So this first text that you're going to receive, it's going to say, hi, this is Nadine Medina with my phone number and my extension. And then the second text is going to have the number to our customer service department, okay? Now, anytime you have an update, you have a change, you have a question, you have a concern regarding your account, you will contact our customer service department. We are always here Monday through Friday, 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. Okay? So I want you to do me a favor. I want you to save that phone number in your contacts. Okay? Did you get the two text messages by chance?
Yeah, I got both of them already.
Okay. Do me a favor while we're on the phone. Do you want to go ahead and save our phone number in your contacts, and I'll walk you through it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm saving it now. Local splash, right?
Yeah. Local, like as in your local area. You know, splash, like when you're splashing water.
Yeah.
In this heat, we need it. And then you're going to save 877-635-6225. So this way you always have our number on you, okay? You never lose it, okay? Now, did those emails come through to you yet, Michael?
I got the first one. Let's see the second one coming.
Okay. It's probably just taking a little bit of time.
Yeah,
are you kind of in a bad area?
Yeah, second one.
Okay. No worries.
I came in.
It's okay. It's okay. All right. Now. Awesome. Perfect. Okay. Now, Michael, what is your last name? It's just for the account here with us.
It's R-U, B as in boy, A as in apple, L as in Larry, D as in cat, A as in apple, B as in boy, A as in apple, L as in Larry.
Rubacalba?
Yep.
Okay. So usually I would say Rubacalba, but you have an L at the end of it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it Hispanic or is it a different origin? I'm just curious. I'm just being nosy.
I think it's Hispanic.
Okay. Rubacalba? Rubacalba. Yes. Okay. I get tongue twisted when I say it. Okay, perfect. Now, Michael, the best phone number, okay, for us to reach you at, and this is also going to be the phone number that I see listed for the business, right? That's the 786-246-3688?
That's it.
Okay, perfect. Now, all right, the business name, it should read as A and then a hyphen. Right? So A with a hyphen, and then it's a space, and then the number one, and then another space, insulation?
Yep.
Okay. And then now, where did you verify the business at? When you did the video verification in that, did you give them an address by chance?
Yeah, it's my personal address, but I don't want anybody seeing this.
No. No one's going to see it, Mijo. I just want to make sure. Is it the 19451 Southwest 214 Hyphen Street?
Yeah.
Okay. No. I promise you that address would never show on Google. I just want to make sure because I can't find the Google business profile page. So I want to make sure that when they look for it, they know exactly what area it's been PIN verified at. Okay. Google doesn't want your address to show on there anyways because no one comes to you. You go to them. Right? And you said you saw the Google business profile yesterday, correct?
Yeah. It's on Google Ads. So.
On Google Ads. But I'm talking, you know the Google business profile? What I'm talking about is the Google business profile is going to have your phone number. It's going to have your business logo, pictures of your work. It's going to have your website link. It's going to have reviews. That's what we call Google business profile, not the Google ad.
Then
you don't have that, right?
I don't think so.
Okay, that's okay. We're going to get one created for you, okay? So don't worry about that. I figured because you can do Google Ads and not have the Google business profile. That's why I wanted to make sure that there wasn't one already out there. So you do not have one. We're going to get you verified, and we're going to create it for you, okay? So don't worry about that. We'll handle it on our end. Okay, perfect. Now, and the zip code is 33187, right?
You're right.
All right. Awesome. Now, Michael, for the payment that you're making today, okay, the card that you're using, is it in your name? Does it have the business name or is it in both?
It's in my name.
Okay. How does your name read on there? Is it just Michael Rubacalba or is there like a middle initial?
No. I don't think so. Let me look at it.
Okay. Okay. And is it the same billing address as your home address?
It is.
And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
The Visa.
And what's the card number when you're ready?
Give it to you in about 2 seconds. Four three four seven.
Okay.
6902.
Okay.
6074.
Okay.
9298.
I'm going to repeat it back to you, but I'm not charging the card yet, okay? 4347-6902-6074-9298, correct?
That's it.
And when does it expire, the month and the year?
0828.
And the CVV code on the back?
978.
Okay. I want to put a security question on your account here with us, okay, to protect your account. You can choose that it either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like for your security question?
We could put my mom's maiden name.
And what was her maiden name before she got married, her last name?
P-U-I-G, Pui.
P-U-I-G, Pui? Okay. Oh, like the baseball player?
like the baseball player.
You know the baseball player? Oh, well, he's from the Dodgers out here in California. Have you ever been out this way?
I have a couple times.
What part?
I've been to San Francisco, Los Angeles, San Diego.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so we're in Fountain Valley, California. So it's right in between Los Angeles and San Diego. We're actually 20 minutes away from Disneyland. Our office is based there.
Oh, wow.
How cool. Yeah, Pui used to be a baseball player for the Dodgers. I'm a Dodger fan, that's why. Okay.
I know who he is. I'm a
You know who I'm talking about? Oh, do you really? Yeah. Okay, cool. Nice. All right. So, Michael, before I process your payment, okay, I'm going to walk you through. It's called a 90-second voice verification recording, and it's for your protection because I have you at a discounted pricing program that we don't typically advertise, okay? Now, what it's going to do, Michael, is it's going to go over the amount, your billing date. Now, we're going to ask you to stick it out 2 months. So it'll say that it's a two-month verbal agreement, but, Michael, you're paying every month, okay? I'm also going to state in there that if you ever want to cancel or pause the account, you can do so at any time. All we ask is that you call at least 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't get charged, okay? And we just part as friends.
Okay.
Simple as that. Now, when I am walking you through it, Michael, if there is something that you don't understand, please do me a favor and just ask me, what does that mean? So this way I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Okay.
When do you get charged me every month? Is it the same day?
Every month? It's going to be every 18th, mijo. Every 18th of the month. And I'm going to read that in the verification to you. I'm not even doing the charge yet until you agree. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So I'm going to turn on the recording, Michael, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
A1 Installation.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Michael Huagawa, the owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Michael, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, Michael, sometimes we might call you with an update, and we know that you're in the middle of a job. You can't just always pick up the call. We ask that you at least respond to us within 24 business hours, okay? Communication is key between us and you. Now, I also want you to be aware, you might get a call from some company, right, that's trying to offer you other type of online products. Michael, they are not associated with us. We're not going to call you to ask you to spend more money than the $299 a month, okay? Even if someone called you, right, and you weren't sure if it was us or not, do me a favor. Always ask, what's my security question? Now, if they hang up on you, you know it wasn't us calling. Okay, so always get into that habit of asking what's your security question, okay?
Okay, perfect.
All right. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
What was that again? Say it again. I'm sorry.
Let me explain it to you first, and then I'll repeat it, okay? What we're saying here is we're not saying that you can't do additional marketing. Like, we already know you're on Angie's. We already know that you're managing your own Google ads. What we're saying is that if you do anything else aside from that, just give us a call first so we can make sure that it's not a service that we're already providing, because we don't want you to spend more money if you don't need to, okay? So what we're saying is that before you do any other marketing, just call us first so we can make sure we're not already providing you that service, okay?
Awesome.
Okay. So I'm going to go back to repeat. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is June 18th, 2024, and the non-refundable amount of $398. Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement. What that means, Michael, is that your second payment will be charged, okay, on July 18th, 2024, in the discounted amount of $299. Now, once your term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 18th day in the discounted amount of $299. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That is the number that I told you to save in your phone contacts. 877
Perfect.
635-6225. Now, if you choose to pause or cancel the account, we ask that you at least call us 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't incur that charge. So you already know, I got to call 3 business days before the 18th if I need to pause or cancel it. Okay? Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And just to make sure I spelled your name correctly, because I think I did spell it wrong. It's R as in Robert, U as umbrella, B as in boy, A as in apple, right? Hold on, my computer's getting stuck. L as in Larry, C as in cat, A as in apple, B as in boy, A as in apple, L as in Larry, right?
That's it.
Rubal Cabal. Okay, perfect. I thought I had it wrong for a minute. You know, I think I put an extra L somewhere, and I was like, what is going on? What did I do? Okay, perfect. Now, you're going to be receiving your receipt sent to your email, and we're also going to send it to you in a text message in a couple minutes. The next thing I want you to think about how your schedule looks for tomorrow, because what we're going to do is we're going to schedule an appointment with one of my technicians, and it's going to be scheduled at an hour that's convenient for you. What we're going to do is block out an hour, Michael, but the appointment can take anywhere between 30 to 40 minutes, maybe a little bit longer, because it depends on how many questions or details you have. But I want to schedule it at a time that's convenient for you, okay? How does your schedule look for tomorrow? Do you prefer, something in the morning, something around maybe this time or midday? What do you prefer?
Midday around, let's say 12:30.
Around 12:30. Let me see what we might have. Okay. Give me just a second here. Now, you don't need to be in front of the computer for the appointment, because basically they're going to re-verify all the information that you and I verify just to make sure I listed everything correctly. Okay. They'll talk to you, about your Facebook ads and all of that. It's where I like to say the magic is going to happen. I like to believe it's with me, but it's not. So. let me tell you what appointments I have for tomorrow, okay? Now, remember, you're 3 hours ahead of us, so whatever time I give you is your time zone, okay? I have an appointment tomorrow, 11 to 12, 12 to 1. Do any of those times work for you?
11 to 12 is fine.
Okay. So I'm going to send you this calendar invite, okay? Now, tomorrow, we're going to call you from an 877 number. So you just want to make sure that you answer all calls within that hour. Now, let's say for some reason we call you and you're in the middle of something and you need like 5 or 10 more minutes. Just pick up the phone and say, hey, can you call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? And we will call you right back. Okay. I don't want you to miss this appointment. It's super important. And also we'll send you a reminder an hour before the interview, just in case if you happen to forget. Okay. So I sent you the invite on that. Now, under your services, Michael, what I'm listing on here is insulation removal, insulation. You do installation, right? Insulation install?
Yes.
Okay. And then you do air duct cleaning as well?
Yep.
And you do dryer vent cleaning?
Yep.
Okay. Anything else that I'm missing? Insulation removal, insulation install, air duct cleaning, dryer vent cleaning. Do you do any air duct installs? Anything else that I need to notate on here? Spray foam insulation?
No? Spray foam we can do, yeah.
Okay. Spray foam insulation. And this is for residential and commercial, right?
That's right.
Okay. And are you licensed and insured or in the process?
Both. I'm licensed and insured. And
oh, good for you. Wow. Good for you. Okay. Now, I did find a Facebook page, right? It looks like you have 21 followers on there. Is this your personal page or is this like a Facebook page that you try to create for the business? Because it has your name on it.
Like a personal page that I had.
Here's what we're going to do. So you haven't created an actual, like, business Facebook, right?
No.
Okay. Here's what we're going to do, okay? We can create you the Facebook page for the business, okay? And it's actually created through your personal page. You'll have access to it, but no one's going to see your personal page, okay? If we just create it like that, so that way you have ownership to that page. Are you okay with us creating that for you? I think it would be best.
Yeah,
so no one's on your personal page. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect.
Perfect.
Awesome. Okay. Let me do this here. I'm glad I saw that. Okay. Perfect. Okay, let me go here and add this. I'm going to put yes, needs business Facebook page. Okay, and then you have your website. I've attached that there. Now, right now, okay, so what we can do is this. On Google, on your Google Business profile, we can actually list your physical phone number or we could put a tracking number that's linked to your phone, and it comes with an app that you would download from the app store. This will allow you to track your phone calls, your messages, and if a spam call came in, you could block it. Do you prefer that it just be your phone number listed, or do you want us to add a tracking number? It doesn't cost you anything.
I would put my phone number. It doesn't matter.
Your phone number? Okay. If at any time you decide you later on you want the tracking number, just let us know and we'll add it. It won't cost you anything, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to keep it for the Facebook ads at the 35-mile range? Or, you know, you can go as far as 50 miles if you wanted, but what do you prefer, the 35 miles?
35 miles is fine. I mean, traveling more than that, I'm not going to be able to do it anyway.
Right. You're like, keep it at 35. Okay. Now, when we communicate with you, Michael, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text?
Phone calls is probably better.
Phone calls? Okay. And then what are your hours of operation? Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Saturday.
Okay. What are your typical hours, like 9 to 5, 8 to 6?
7 to 7.
7 to 7. Okay. And what forms of payments do you accept? Do you do cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, credit cards?
All of them.
So cash, let me know if there's something, just say no if I mention something that's not. Cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, Cash App, PayPal, credit cards, debit?
Oh,
wow. Well, good for you.
Yeah, of course.
You're like, I want to get paid.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I see that I'm trying to do a signature online, and it says my signature doesn't match. The way you spelled my last name is R-U-B-A-L-C-A-L-B-A-O.
Okay, I knew I spelled something wrong. Okay, let me go back. Hold on, let me go back and fix it. So take out that L. So it's Ruba,
yeah.
R-U-B-A-L-C-A-B-A-L. Got it. Okay. Yeah. Go back out of that and then go back in. And it should fix it. I knew that it didn't save it. I should have double-checked it.
There you go.
Okay. It fixed it?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when you check those little boxes, you sign your name, it should take you to a page that'll ask you to enter a username and a password. Let me know when you see it.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, beautiful. That's where you go in to track your results with us, okay? So if you go back to that text message that I sent you with the customer service department's number,
uh-huh.
Okay, if you look in it, it says username and password. Your username is your phone number, right? Your password, let me go to your password. It'll tell me. Let me go to that. Your password is going to be, where'd it go? Oh, best success, all lowercase. You can actually update it to a password of your choice, okay? So you could change the password if you want. Now, right now, if you go in it, Rubal Cabal. Okay. Now, right now, if you go in it, right, you're not going to really see anything because the technician's going to be creating all of that, okay? But we just like to send you the username and password ahead of time, all right? Now, there's another message that you got, an email, and it says, Local/Michael, to get your business profile verified, Google may require additional information to proceed further. Please reply to this email we just sent you or fill out the form here. So we give you a list. Are you looking at it? It's asking you for a list of pictures. Now, it's going to ask you for work tools and or work equipment. Send us a picture of your business license, insurance, your business registration. Whatever's on that list that you could send us pictures of, send us the pictures. Whatever you don't have, don't worry about it. This is going to help us get you verified through Google faster, and we're going to walk you through every step. So you're in good hands, I promise you. Okay?
Okay.
Now, the last thing that I want to go over with you, okay? So tomorrow, we're going to call you between 11 and 12 o'clock, and we're going to call you from an 877 number. So just make sure that you're answering all calls within that hour. And let's just say that for some reason, remember I told you, if we call you and you're in the middle of a job, but you can't, you know, you need 5 or 10 more minutes. Just pick up the call and say, can you call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? We will call you right back, Michael. Okay? Now, starting from tomorrow, I want you to be on the lookout. Okay, within 5 to 7 days, we're going to have your business Facebook page created. We're going to have you listed in the directories, and you can start logging in and tracking your results. Within 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads are going to be live. Those will be visible. Now, what we state in our terms and conditions, Michael, that we send you in writing with your invoice, the first page placement on Google, that can take 30 to 45 days. That's always going to be our promise because we're getting you verified, creating the profile, and then optimizing it. Now, sometimes I've seen it happen sooner, but we're still going to say 30 to 45, okay? In the meantime, we're getting everything else up and running. Now, if you at any time want us to help you with your Google ads, let us know. We can take over helping you with that, okay? That's something you can always upgrade to. Our package with the Google ads, we're going to ask you to invest $300, but you're not paying click fees. Okay, because you pay a flat rate. We get the click fees, not you. Okay? Now, I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. I am super, super excited for you. Thank you so much for giving us the opportunity.
You.
You're going to love this.
Absolutely.
Did you have any other questions?
No, I mean, other than that, I mean, just a time frame. But you said Facebook will start showing up in what, 7 to 14?
Yeah, 7 to 14 days. And Facebook ads, I'm going to tell you, they are a better conversion rate than Google ads. I'm going to just say that. Google ads are great, but you're going to have a better conversion rate with Facebook. So you're going to love it. So those will be up within 7 to 14 days. Okay, we'll actually, you know what we'll do is we'll be sending you notifications as the steps are being completed. So this way, you're also aware of the work that we're doing too. Okay?
Perfect.
All right. Well, you have your good rest of the evening, and we will talk to you tomorrow, okay? Thank you, Michael.
I appreciate it so much.
You are so welcome. My pleasure. Bye.
Of course. Bye.